We are less than 2 weeks away from 815 Ale Fest, and let's be honest, I think we're all starting to get a little bit of cabin fever. Am I right? I've
yes.
got Jamie, I've got Katie in from Lena. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Okay, so it's been really cold outside, so what's one way that you can warm up? 815 Ale Fest. It's coming to the Tabala Event Center February 1st. And I know last year, weren't you guys the judges' choice winner?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So we have this ongoing rivalry with Urban?
Urban Forest.
Yeah, Urban Forest.
Because they come with that delicious beer that always knocks us out of the ballpark.
Yes, they come with the cream pie.
And it's
time.
So good. So we were fortunate enough this last year to get judges' choice. So we appreciate the love.
Yes.
Now, every single year, you know, you kind of bring something new to the table. What are you guys bringing with you to 815 Ale Fest this year?
Yeah, so we have four different brands that we're bringing with us. The first being our brand new Coldstream Lager.
Ooh.
It's a nice, light, easy drinking lager. And as the can reads, it's the only beer you need. So that will be new to the Ale Fest this year. And we also have it available in cans out in the market and in the tap room.
Nice.
We are bringing your seasonal favorite, the chocolate covered strawberry ale.
Hold on, I got to give a round of applause for that because, listen, I'm pregnant, I can't drink, but that is like one of my favorite beers. It is so good. You've got that sweet, you've got that chocolate. It is all around a great beer.
Absolutely.
And perfect for the time of the year that we're doing, like right around Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Also new to the 815 Ale Fest, and speaking of warming you up, is going to be the Pollo Picante.
What is that?
It's a spicy New England style IPA.
Okay.
So it's an IPA, it's New England style, so it's hazy. It's hazy, so it's fruit forward. But we've taken that hazy IPA and infused it with some habanero, ghost pepper, jalapeno, and papaya, just to sweeten it up a bit.
So. It's not like eating salsa. Don't get
no,
like
no, not
over
at all.
Like you're not going to go instantly into labor after drinking it.
Yeah,
right.
Kind of thing, you know, because they say like spicy stuff.
Yeah,
up. But it's just got a nice like heat on the finish. So it's one of those ones that actually makes you want more.
Okay, I can't drink it, but can I smell it? Can you
yeah,
smell
oh,
the spice in it?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on.
A lot of that flavor comes from the nose of the beer.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you get it right away when you put the beer to your lips and you smell it, and then you taste it and you swallow and you kind of breathe out. A little bit of that heat.
I can definitely smell that papaya, and you get you still get that heat. And
yes.
I'm not even drinking, I'm just
mm-hmm.
like sniffing. It's like a sniff test. Everybody else gets the, the taste test today. So these are the three beers that you're bringing with you to 815 Ale Fest. So for those who don't know, where is Lena located? And you guys have a rooster as your mascot.
Yes, yeah. Ride the Rooster, the Hootsie, is in fact our, and we have a ginormous, I don't know, like 10-ton wooden rooster that you can actually ride. It has a saddle. You can come out and literally ride the rooster. What was the question?
Where's
Lena Brewing Company? Jeez Louise. Right off Highway 20, just outside of Freeport, where you can't miss us. There's a big red barn, and we've got big news coming up. If you hadn't already, when you guys came out and we did the promo for the billboard, we are joining forces with the Rafters, and we are merging. So when you were out there and you saw the construction happening, Lena Brewing Company is moving into the Rafter space, and Lena Brewing Company will have a whole new vibe, a whole new energy. It's going to be awesome. We're adding in garage doors, and we're adding in outdoor patio space, and we're building a bigger bar, and it's going to be awesome.
So when are you planning to get all of this construction done? Is it going to be done by the summer or okay?
We are hoping to do a soft opening by St. Patty's Day weekend.
Oh my gosh.
And then but then officially be in the space and fully up and running as Lena Brewing Company in the new space by Memorial Day weekend.
That's super exciting because you guys have been in the same space now for how long?
10 years. We just celebrated 10 years 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Last weekend, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm really excited that you guys are back again for like what the fifth year in a row.
Least.
Yeah, yeah.
815.
I think
Ale
we've
Fest.
Been a, we've been a part of it since we started. We were a part of it back when it was at the sports score. So
yeah, so it's been like 6 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we've been a part of it from the beginning, and we love it. It's a great event. It's perfect for this time of year, like you said. People are like today, like they're ready to get out. They don't want to go outside because it's freezing.
Right,
but
exactly.
They want to get out and start doing stuff. So it's awesome.
Well, and of course you can warm up at the Tabala Event Center February 1st for 815 Ale Fest. It's presented by Anderson Toyota with Lonnie's Carpet Max and Lonnie's Stone Crafters. We're gonna have tasting glasses brought to you by our friends at Tilford's Towing and Recovery. Snack snacks from Mrs. Fisher's Potato Chips. Plus, once again, Dead Man's Hand going to be on the Eldridge Roofing stage. That's going to be exciting. They were rocking it last year.
I missed last year, unfortunately, and I've been getting a lot of grief for it, but Kate says that they're an awesome band, so I'm excited to hear them.
They were getting the crowd going, and her tambourine, she was, it was so much fun. And new this year, we're going to have a scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. It's presented by Paymaster Pawn and Jewelers, Rockford Liquidation Warehouse, and Dirty Dough Cookies, with tons of chances to win prizes throughout the day. Again, grab those tickets. I know VIP was being close to sold out, general admission, and of course, we want to make sure that you get a ride home safe, so designated driver tickets are available. Just head over to b103rockford.com. Katie, Jamie, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.